as an artist, I was definitely interested in the actual human reaction. And so my work changed a lot after that. Lost not only my entire first year of graduate school work, but also like all of the work I'd done in undergrad that I had brought with me. Having that sort of clean slate in a lot of ways really freed me up. And so the very first series of works I did when I got back from New Orleans was I went around with my camera and I asked people to pose, and I would ask them to make their Katrina face. And I wouldn't elaborate what that meant or what they were supposed to do, and I just let them do whatever they want. Then I would take the photograph of the face that they made in between them, like trying to make the face. And so it ended up with this very vulnerable, unguarded, whatever psychologically was happening with them. That's what I was trying to capture. I'll show you the very first painting I made. I actually made this painting in Birmingham while I was evacuated. This is that same series that I would ask people to make that Katrina face. You have these horizontal portraits, these solid, bright colored backgrounds, this like solid field of pink. The figures themselves are painted in complete, like they've had all color removed. And so it's this total grayscale, just black and white portrait on top of that.
When you look at these portraits, what do you think?
I immediately, like, you know, and I don't look at these portraits very often. It immediately takes me back to that. Like, it all comes flooding back. The being stranded in Birmingham for several months, not knowing what's going on, not knowing if people are breaking into our house. And I think about just the uncertainty. I think about having to figure out where we're going to live and then just the bouncing around. All of those things were up in the air. You could feel it in the air and you could feel it in the people who were there. Like, no one was certain about anything. And the anxiety was so intense and people started to crack a little bit. There's that saying that ordinary people do terrible things when terrible things become ordinary. All of the people that I was friends with and the people that I knew or were close to, just how they were coping with this kind of really awkward and like terrible situation that everyone was in. And the face they had to put on every day when they left their house. We all were just sort of pretending that everything was going to be okay. Because if you didn't pretend it was okay, like, you were sort of just giving up.